Okay, so you guys know that we've been looking at what the Word says on different topics this term. So we started week one with the Word of God, and that was followed by the Word on evolution. Then we looked at what the Word says on humanity, the Word on warfare. Week five, Micah took us through the what the Word says on media. And then last week, Debbie looked at what the Word says on prophecy. And it was really amazing. I don't know if you guys were here, if you were all here, but there was a great move of God last week when Debbie shared on that. So this week, we are looking at what the Word says on lifestyle. Okay, so before we start, can we just pray? Okay. Father God, we just thank you for this time that we have together as young people to come together and fellowship and just get to know you better. Lord, I just ask that you open our hearts, open our minds, and just help us to remain teachable today, Father God, to just receive from you and to grow. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen. Okay, so first things first, I have some ground rules that I'd like to lay down. Is that okay? Okay, there really is only one rule, and that is that everyone who's here today must participate. Okay, is that okay? Cool. And then just to test that we are all here, awake, myself included, is the mic too loud? I just feel like I'm very loud. So what is lifestyle? All right, so I'm going to ask you guys in your groups to discuss what you guys believe lifestyle to be. What do you think lifestyle is? And what does it consist of? Okay, so I'm also going to ask one person from each group to come up and share. Okay, so say your name and then let us know what you think lifestyle is.
I'm Dominic, and then lifestyle is the way... how you live your life and the way you live your life. So living your life according to a set of principles, and it's the way you conduct yourself in public and at home. So it's those two.
Okay. Awesome. I love how tall Dominic is.
Okay, I'm Grace. And lifestyle is something that you choose to become. It's something that you live like. It's how you live like on a daily basis. And I don't know, the basic things you do daily, like maybe what you eat, your hobbies, different things.
Awesome.
Okay, I would also say what she said, but then it's like also things you do and people you hang out with and the choices you make.
Good.
So should I? Oh, okay. how you choose to live your life and your beliefs. And because of your beliefs, certain actions will come from that. And as well, like, so you have music and you have different genres of music. So I think it's sort of like that with people, where you have your different types of lifestyle. But then, like, your specific lifestyle would be like a song, basically. And yeah, whether it's good or bad, it's just up to you, I guess.
A song, you say.
Yeah.
So there's people who have a soundtrack to their life. Okay, cool. Thank you, guys. That was awesome. Okay, let's see if we agree. All right, so lifestyle is the way in which a person or a group of people, society, a family lives, right? So we all come from families So we all come from families, and that sort of lays the foundation of the kind of lifestyle that each of us ends up living, okay? And how you live as a young person is very different to what you become and how you live when you are older. All right. So when I was looking at lifestyle and the fact that it's a way of life, this scripture obviously popped to mind. So the scripture is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is what Jesus said in John. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So the way and the life, that's all in there in that scripture. So that just popped up for me. So this is going to be at the back of our minds as we go through today. Just keep that at the back of your mind. Okay, so what makes up lifestyle? What do you guys think makes up lifestyle? The things we do, she says. Peter, I'm coming for you.
Something that you get from friends. I don't know.
Something you get from friends. Okay, interesting.
Food.
Food.
Clothes.
Good. Clothing.
I was going to say food. Hobbies, like I said.
Maybe like what school you go to and what jobs you do and stuff like that.
That's a good one. I didn't think of that one. That's a good one. Yes. So all of the above. All right. So all of those are correct. So we all have our opinions about various topics in the world, right? So we all have things that we believe about boys, things that we think about girls, what the world is like, race, and all those things. And not all things that we believe are correct, right? So some of our opinions may be really, really warped and distorted based on, like I said, either your upbringing or just the choices in life that you've chosen to make. All right. Values. Again, these are also based on your upbringing mostly. So these are the things that you will value in life. And these are the things that you believe to be right or wrong. Okay? And they're not always going to be in line with what the Word of God says. They're not always going to be in line with what your parents say. They're not always going to agree with what your teachers teach you as well. So it's important to gauge what your values are. It's important to know what it is that you stand for and what it is that you won't stand for. And it's really a good idea as a young person to start interrogating those things so that you don't just fall for anything. Okay. Next, activities. So a lot of us are involved in various activities at school, right? Yes? No? What are some of the things you guys are involved with? Dominique, just shout. Hockey, rugby, debating. Yeah. So those are some of the activities that can people be involved in wrong activities? Like, can you think of anything? Okay. Okay. All right, cool. We'll get to the marijuana. All right. The next one is interests that we have. Okay, so like Jess already mentioned, there's music. Some of the music these days, guys, wow. Some of the music that we listen to these days, the videos are so perverse, you know? And it's always tricky. It's always tricky when we are faced with things that are, you know, cool and popular and every radio station is playing them. And sometimes a song is a good song. It's a nice song. It has a nice beat to it. The lyrics are great. But then you see it on TV and then it's like half-naked woman everywhere. Should we be listening to those kind of things? Should we be watching those kind of things? I mean, is it harmful? So I just want us to start thinking about some of those things. Okay, so how is lifestyle expressed? Okay, I'm going to ask you guys to discuss that in your groups just for 2 minutes. Okay, cool. The mic is coming.
It almost doesn't matter what you do. You're expressing your lifestyle. So whatever you do, that's your lifestyle. That's how you express it.
The way you act.
The way you behave, the way you act, she says. Good. The mic is coming.
Isn't it about your reactions and actions towards life?
Your reactions and actions towards life. Okay, that's it. Okay. We don't get another one.
We said by the way you act, the way you react. And through art.
Okay, through art. Yes, the way you react. Okay, so one way it's expressed is through our behavior. Okay, so are you the kind of person who throws a tantrum every time somebody says no? If your mom says no, then you storm off to your room, slam the door shut, and you don't talk to people for 3 days. I remember when I was in university, my dad and my sister used to get into these fights where my sister would throw tantrums. And she would lock herself in her room. And then my dad would call me when I was in varsity, all the way in Grahamstown, to ask me to talk to her. And I thought, but Dad, that's your house. That is your house. She can't just lock the door and not talk to you. You lay the rules. Okay. So other things include lying and swearing. And if I'm honest with you guys, for me personally, I struggle with swearing when I'm really, really angry. Oh my goodness. When I get mad, it's just, I just see red and then I just curse. It's something that I'm working on. Thank you, Lord. Our habits make up, are also part of how we express lifestyle. Gossiping is a habit. Smoking is a habit. Drinking is a habit. And it's amazing how, you know, when you're young, you think it's harmless. You know, you think I'm just doing it to be cool. Sometimes you just pick up things because our friends are doing them. And then you wake up 20 years later and you're a smoker. You are an addicted smoker and it's difficult to get out of that habit. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you don't love God sometimes. You know, even Christians can be addicted to smoking and all these things. It doesn't necessarily make you a bad person, but it's the choices that you make as a young person sometimes that will impact your life. So sometimes we really need to think about the things we pick up as young people. All right. Okay, dress. This is an interesting one. So how our looks, how important our looks are to us. Girls, who doesn't want to be pretty, right? Right, girls? but is it something that is getting in the way of your relationship with God, for example? Are you spending an hour in front of the mirror and that's making you late for school? That's making you late for church? You know? And sometimes you can spend all this time. I mean, I know a girl who's obsessed with taking videos of herself throughout the day. And we live in a selfie world, right? A world where we spend all our time taking selfies of how beautiful we are, right? But are you spending that much time with God? Are you spending that much time in prayer and worship? Think about it. Okay. Entertainment. We all can recognize the table there. there are many ways we can entertain ourselves and amuse ourselves, right? And one of the ways we know is youth group. And later on, I'll talk about how, you know, people think it's boring to be a Christian. I'll get to that. But it doesn't necessarily have to be. Okay. Our cultural practices are how we also express our lifestyle. So in some cultures, for example, before a girl gets married, they have to pay the bride price for her, otherwise known as lobola, right? Throwing of the bouquet at weddings, that's not everybody does that. Some cultures do it. Some, it's not right or wrong. It's just what people do. Okay. Diet, we spoke about food. And some people are health fanatics. Some people, are, like myself, I'm vegetarian. And there are unhealthy ways that we express or we have relationships, unhealthy relationships with food. And I work with girls a lot, and I see this coming up a lot. Dominique, can I ask you guys to be part of this this conversation? Thank you. I work with a lot of girls who have unhealthy relationships with food. You know, where girls are not eating to keep up with the standards of this world. Girls want to be thin. Girls want to look like certain people on TV, in magazines. And there's a lot of pressure for girls to look a certain way. Certainly in my kind of work that I do, is a lot of pressure to look a certain way. Okay, relationships. Your choice of friends. Choice of boyfriends, girlfriends, the people that you choose to surround yourself with on a daily basis. And this doesn't have to be bad, you know. You can have good, positive friends around you. And you don't have to pick up everything that your friends do. Okay. So now, I don't know if any of you know this movie. I'm probably just showing my age now. But this is one of my favorite chick flicks ever. It's a movie called Clueless. So we're going to watch a few clips from this movie. And I want you guys to think about the questions that will come up after each and every one. But I'll guide you through it. Okay? So what is Christian lifestyle? So as Christians, we are called to live a righteous life, right? We are called to be the light of the world. And that's not always, it's not always about right or wrong. It's not about a list of things to do, but we really need to be pursuing a righteous life. Okay. So Christian lifestyle is the life that is motivated by the Christ, by the life of Christ. Do you agree with that? Okay. So Christian lifestyle is the character of Christ being developed and perfected in the character of Christians on a daily basis. And as we grow spiritually, our behaviors and mindsets and interests will change because of the work that the Holy Spirit is doing in us. I find that sometimes there are things that I just lose an appetite for. Things that were not right that I was doing as a young person or even as a grown person, that I wake up one day and I'm like, I don't like that. I actually don't enjoy that anymore. I don't want to do that. That is just not doing anything for me. And really, you find that the Holy Spirit is doing his work in you as you grow in him, as you spend time with him, as you come to church. We'll look at that more in detail. So I just want to look at some myths that people have about being a Christian. Okay, there's this big one that really used to bug me as a young person, that as Christians, you're not allowed to have any fun. That as Christians, we live very, very boring lifestyles, right? And that's just not true. Some of the most fun that I've had was in church, on youth camps, with my Christian friends. So that's just not true at all. Some people believe that Christianity is a list of things to do, and a list of do's and don'ts. So there's a lot of rules that we need to follow. And to some extent, there are things that we need to be following as people who are following Christ, but it's more about relationship than it is about do's and don'ts. Okay. And there's also some people who believe that because I'm saved, I can do whatever I want and I'll be forgiven anyway. That's a warped way of thinking. So the lifestyle of Jesus is what we need to be emulating. This is what we need to be modeling, okay? Jesus communicated with God all the time. I mean, everywhere in the Bible you can read in the New Testament where he says to his disciples that he's going to go and pray. Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit. He obeyed the will of his Father. I remember the part where just before he got crucified, Jesus was, I mean, he must have been really, really scared of what was about to happen. And he was praying to God, and he says to him, if it was up to him, he would take this cup away, but your will be done. You know, to that point where even when he's so terrified, so scared, he's willing to just do what God wills. Okay. He resisted temptation by the word. Three times the devil tested him after he was fasting for 40 days in various ways. And always Jesus' response was going back to the word and saying, but the word of God says this, in response to what the devil was tempting him with. He reached out to sinners, he served others in humility, and he persevered in faith and love. How do we live a Christian lifestyle? How do you guys think we live a Christian lifestyle? Just yell something, it's fine. Jesse, emulating Jesus and doing what he says we should do. Anyone from this table, over here, front? Doing what you know is right. Good. How do we live a Christian lifestyle? Dominique? Okay, Peter, how do you live a Christian lifestyle? Okay, let's look at some points, okay? There's a lot of other points, but these are the main ones I feel are like the basis of what we should be doing as Christians. Just the basics, okay? So reading the Bible daily. This sounds like something very, very simple. But actually, when you are competing with TV and video games, what is it, Candy Crush, all of those things, it can be so tempting not to read your Bible. And you realize you've gone through your entire day and you haven't even touched the Bible. And then it's nighttime and then you have a test in the morning. Oh, well, I'm just going to sleep. Right? Okay. To pray and worship daily. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. I love that. It says with all kinds of prayers and requests on all occasions. Okay. So there is nothing that you can't take to God, however small or big. Let God transform you. I've already touched on this one as well. So I've been through a lot in my life. I've lost nearly all the members of my family. My parents were murdered and my brother died suddenly. And I used to feel like I should be exempt from doing the right thing. I should get a free pass. I mean, I've been through a lot. Why not? And I remember right after I lost my brother, I was so, obviously, so broken. So, like, really not having the best experience. And I would be at work literally thinking, I can't wait to get home so I can have a drink. And I was not even a drinker. But that's how I felt I could cope with the pain. That's how I felt I could get through. And I realized, actually, I don't want to deal with all of that on top of everything that I'm dealing with. On top of the grief and the pain, now I'm going to add, you know, drinking and trying to deal with that, especially because I'm not a drinker to begin with. So I really believe now, in hindsight, I really believe that the Holy Spirit was doing his work in me. I believe that the Holy Spirit was looking out for me in those times when I was just, I felt like I had no other options. Okay. Attending church regularly. Isn't it amazing that there are people, Christian people, who believe that you don't have to go to church even when you're a Christian? Like, you don't have to go. I know people who believe they don't have to be part of a church body, even as Christians. They believe that they can stay at home and watch Christian TV and listen to Christian music and never have to interact with Christians. But here, when we get together like this, when we fellowship like this, this is where we grow together. This is where we strengthen each other. This is where we hear about each other's lives and how God is working in each of our lives. So it's a lie to say that you can be a Christian and not come to church. It's just a crazy lie. Okay, so being of service to others. There are various ways we can do this. You don't have to stand in front of people with a mic to serve. There's a lot that can be done. You can volunteer in a homeless shelter. You can work with children. There's a lot of things that can be done to serve. But this is something we are called to do. Deal with temptation. Okay, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And again, I go back to the example of Jesus after he was fasting and the devil was trying to tempt him. He resisted the devil and after a while, the devil left him alone. Okay, and then tell others about Jesus. We are all called to gospelize. Okay, it's not optional. We're all supposed to go out and make disciples of all nations. All right, so 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. It's okay to be young and silly and carefree and all of that. It's absolutely fine. But what I want to say to you guys this morning is that everything in life comes with a price. Everything in life has a price tag. There's a cost to everything. There's a cost to being cool. There's a cost to being popular. There's a cost even to being a Christian. And we can't act like there isn't a cost to things. It's up to you to decide what it is that you're going to place value on, what it is that you're going to work for in life in order to enrich your life. Okay, everything comes with a cost. But what cost is it that you're going to give to being popular? At what cost is being cool going to come? So I just want you guys to think about that. We're going to do an exercise where you guys in your groups. Oh, you can take it home. Sorry, we've run out of time. Okay. So I just want you guys to go home and think about what areas of your life reflect a Christian lifestyle and what areas of your life will need improvement. Okay. Thank you, guys. And have an awesome day.
We challenge you to let Christ be formed and be transformed. And I think we've got some good handles on that today. And I trust that this week will be really awesome. Don't forget to be here next week. We're going to look at spiritual gifts. You'll be surprised to figure out that you actually have spiritual gifts. So God bless you. Thanks, Nomalanga. Thanks for being good listeners. Don't just be hearers of the word. Be doers of the word. God bless you all. Go well.